Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples. I am your host, or one of your hosts, I always make that mistake every time, Alex Bird, joined, as per usual, by...
Hugh Dana.
By Hugh Dana. By a bit of silence, and then Hugh Dana. Because Hugh has recently changed his name to space.
Underscore.
Hugh Dana. So, anyway, pauses are mandatory now. Hugh, how have you been, man?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. You know, it's a little brisk day here in Vancouver. Not rainy, semi-cloudy. And that's that for the weather report. But yeah, things are good.
Things are good, yeah. So today we won't be discussing an album.
No.
Instead,
bit of a shallow week.
At
least for our interests. Morgan Wallen released an album, and that's been kind of dominating the Canada Top 50 Spotify charts,
yeah.
At least.
But that's what you listen to.
Sometimes, yeah, because I want to know what's charting and stuff. But it's also 36 songs long, and I don't and that's too long. That's too long
for
a record.
It's 2 hours long.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life. With all due respect, is there due respect for Morgan Wallen?
I was gonna
say with all due respect, he is a good artist, but
yeah. Fair.
Some other stuff.
I think he's really good. I don't like country, but I mean, I'll tune into some Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, he. It's not like strictly like pure country, from what I've heard.
It's
a bit of everything.
I mean, it's thematically, topic wise, it's
country, and he's singing in a southern accent,
but the melodies are far from country. It feels like.
Yeah, and also I think some of the instrumentals are not as strictly country.
Dude, he's like one of the few country artists who like consistently charts, like on the main Billboard chart, and I feel like that's somewhat rare.
Him and Luke Combs.
Yeah, like you don't see like other big, like I don't see Jason Aldean. I don't know if Jason Aldean even releases music anymore, but but like we actually had this conversation with I had this conversation with someone like, do country stars tour in Europe? Because like I feel like country is largely like a North American thing, and I was like, do country stars tour in Europe? And I was looking it up, and like the big ones did, like Faith Hill did, and like Taylor Swift. I guess you can't really call her country anymore.
But like
but
when she was
Morgan
country,
Wallen,
was she?
No, she was like 17.
True. Anyway,
I mean, some other people did. Like Kali Uchis dropped a record. I haven't like really dove super deep into music this week because I was at Rolling Loud, which we will talk about.
Really good in my headphones.
I was at Rolling Loud, for those of you who don't know, is like the premier hip hop festival.
Music festival.
Yeah. Premier hip hop music festival. I was at the Rolling Loud Los Angeles one. There's like Rolling Loud Thailand, Portugal, Miami, New York. It's like a chain of festivals, but it's like the last like huge hip hop festival, I want to say, because like there's obviously, you know, there's like the huge rave ones. There's Lollapalooza, there's Coachella, you got Reading Festival out in England. Rolling Loud is the big hip-hop festival that I know, and I haven't been for 5 years. I went back in 2018.
Which you said was the first time they had held one in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. I went to the first... It might have been the second year, but it was one of the early ones because the crowd was all high school kids back then, and I was in high school. But I figured I'll talk about Rolling Loud for a bit, or I'll talk about the artist, not really about like the experience, and then we'll talk about rap in general right now. Because, I mean, so just to name a few people who were there, the headliners were Playboi Carti, Travis Scott, Future. There were artists like Lil Uzi Vert was there, Lil Baby, Don Toliver, Kevin Gates, Lil Yachty, Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, Trippie Redd, DaBaby was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, funny thing about, so last year, I was in town, but I didn't go to Rolling Loud, and Future headlined also, and Future was so late that, so Future was so late, and there were some technical difficulties on Lil Baby or DaBaby stage, so they just went ahead and brought DaBaby out onto the main stage without telling anyone.
Yeah.
So suddenly it's like, ladies and gentlemen, "Are you ready for DaBaby?" And everyone was like, "What?" And then the crowd was furious. So Lil Baby came on and performed like two songs, and then Future came back on. But I mean, it's fun. I'm obviously, I mean, I don't like the, there's like, oof, like 120 artists there, and I probably knew like 45. I knew the big ones. But it was good fun. But you and I were talking about, compared to the 2018 lineup, how shallow it felt, or how just thin the lineups felt. And I was like, oh, is this the transition of, like, back into, like, pop being the mainstream? But then you and I were kind of like, no, during that time, that was during the time where, like you said, every little artist was blowing up, all the SoundCloud rappers. You had, like, just the 2016 XL class. There was, like, five or six people who were left out. Like, Nav wasn't on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that song that he was mad about it. So I was like, damn, like, what happened to rap? Like, has rap fallen off? But then we went over this, and I wanted this discussion to kind of be revolved around the current state of hip-hop, or how you feel about the current state of hip-hop. Which I feel like hip-hop is, like, not as dominant musically as it once was. It still is socially. Like, hip-hop trends kind of guide pop culture, I want to say. Like, when a hit, like, I just think they do. I just think that, like, the memes and, like, when I go on TikTok, I see mm-hmm. all this stuff. But I feel like quality of music-wise, the quantity has really dissipated. And then there's huge, like, the current acts in the music industry, the big, big ones outside of Kendrick and Drake, I want to say, none of them are rap anymore. And I feel like it used to be, like, if you took the top 10 big artists, like, seven of them were rappers or just in hip-hop. Because now there's, like, Olivia Rodrigo. We have Morgan Wallen's huge album is streaming insanely well.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift. I mean, The Weeknd has completely kind of distanced himself from hip-hop outside of, like, I mean, not really. But he's now, like,
The Weeknd, The Weeknd was never a rapper.
No, but he was in hip-hop.
He was closer to that genre. I do want to say this, though, before we get in too deep. The fact that you can call Rolling Loud shallow, you can say that Rolling Loud has a shallow lineup, I think is insane to me. And well, I think it speaks, this is something I've mentioned a few times when we've talked about festivals, I think, but I think it just speaks to, like, the difference in standard between, like, what you would expect for a festival, and because we're born and raised in Los Angeles. Born and raised in Los Angeles, California, the entertainment capital of the Western world, or one of them, at least. And I'm born here.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, and I'm born here. And I just want to say, the fact that you could sit and call a festival where there was like 120 people performing or whatever you said, and you recognize like 40 of the artists, and you had Future and Travis Scott and Lil Uzi Vert and all these freaking people, Don Toliver bringing out Justin Bieber. And when you were recounting this to me when you got back, it seemed like freaking so many people were bringing out other artists that weren't even promised to perform at least a song with them. It's like a completely different thing to what we get in Vancouver for music festivals. Like, the closest comparable we get here is Breakout. And Breakout's cool. I've never been to Breakout, to be honest, but it's cool. They always seem to have a cool lineup. They'll get Lil Uzi Vert as, like, their big get. And then maybe they'll have, like, two smaller people that you'll recognize. But it'll be a total roster of nowhere close to 120 freaking people. So I all I want to say to that maybe is check your privilege. Check your privilege when it comes to these. I mean, obviously you want to hold things to a standard, and if you compare and you want to compare not to other festivals in the world, you want to compare it to what it was last time and the years before and stuff like that, because that's more relevant than than a festival in LA versus a festival in Vancouver. But it's just wild. It's just wild to me that you can that is even like a thought that crosses your mind.
Here, let me. So this is just off face value.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because the things that hip hop fans in Vancouver would do to have like a quarter of those people come to Vancouver and do a performance, the things people would do would be insane. So, it's just the standards are so very different. It's funny. It's just kind of interesting to compare the two.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And I only brought it up because we had had this conversation, or I had had this conversation with my friends who were... This came up because I had had a conversation with my friends who said, oh, this might be my last Rolling Loud, because they have gone for like 6 or 7 years in a row now. This might be my last Rolling Loud because... Like, I'm showing up later and later in the day, and it's because I don't really want to see the other artists. And that made me go back and look at the thing, and I was like, shallow as in artists that you would be excited to see. Like, when we went in 2018, the third line, like, when on the poster is Trippie Redd, Shoreline Mafia, Ski Mask, The Slump God, Smoke Perp, and Gunna. That was the third line, so there's about 8 people above that. The third line now is Young Nudie, Larry June, Bia, Puya, Currency, Money Man, No Cap, RJ, MRLA.
That is a downgrade.
Yeah. So that's like a very obvious downgrade. So that was where this came up, because obviously 2018 there might have been like a huge pool of people to bring. Like Post Malone was headlining back then. He would not come close to it now.
Well, what do you, in what sense?
He just wouldn't go to Rolling Loud. People wouldn't, like when Mike Dean was out there just playing Get Lucky and Iron Maiden, people were booing him because they weren't like, so why would Post Malone show up and play I Like You with Doja Cat? Yeah,
that's true. He's not quite in that sphere anymore.
No. But I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on the... Because you are a big hip... You are a hip-hop fan more so than a... Like, if a hip-hop artist drops, you will listen to it before a pop artist drops.
Probably.
Yeah, which I'm kind of the opposite. I guess it depends.
Can you... So something to that, though. When you were saying the third line of the third line on the poster of the 2018 Rolling Loud... at least, actually, only one of those people, I think, I don't know. I was going to say that a lot of them are bigger now than they were in 2018, so you couldn't even put them on the third line because at this, like, Gunna's going to be one of your top people now.
Yeah.
For a festival. He's not going to be on the third line billing anymore. Although,
obviously,
Ski Mask and Trippie Redd probably still are.
Shoreline Mafia, I don't even know if they exist. Smoke Perp.
Smoke Perp is not getting invited.
But, like, below them is Roddy Ricch, PNB Rock, Comethazine, 24 Karat Golden. People like that. Like, there's still depth below them.
Hey, 24K Golden's a headliner now, man. Block Party. AMS Block Party. Let's go. So basically what you're saying is you just think that these festivals have gotten a lot. I mean, yeah, they are shallower, and so you think
part
that
of it is also probably I don't like
you think that the talent pool is not as deep as it once was, yes. That the
I don't know pool, about the talent pool, because I heard I didn't mm-hmm. listen to Nardowick, and Nardowick came out and I was like, whoa, this dude can rap.
Okay,
but I wouldn't go and listen to his music.
That's maybe just a you problem then.
So I want to say that the quality is less, because people were bringing out like DDG.
I don't even know who
exactly.
DDG is.
Like, Trippie Redd brought out DDG to end the set.
Okay.
So I was like, what the heck? I don't know. I didn't know. I knew the song he played. It was like Moonwalking in Calabasas, but I didn't listen to him. And maybe, I mean, this is obviously a thought experiment. Like, obviously 2023 will have a shallower roster than 2018 because there was just less...
It's a different time.
Yeah, and the people remaining from that time are all big.
Yeah.
I guess the come-up, the people who are coming up are not as popular as they were back then, but that's also a sign of the times, right?
Yeah, 2018, I'd say like 2016 to 2018 is kind of a range of 2015 to 2018, maybe more so, was a range of a lot of people. It felt like every week there was some new rapper with a big hit coming out of nowhere, and that were just bursting onto the scene, and they all had like the same type of freaking stage names and type of music, sort of, and they all had face tattoos, and it's like, where the heck are all you people coming from? And so there was just such a wider range of people. There was just a different time, and I feel like things, it was just like a unique time in hip-hop, if nothing else, because of just, like I said, just how there just seemed to be so many people coming up out of nowhere. And then you, in 2018, the name somebody like Smoke Perp is blowing up around that time, and that's like a big deal to have him at your festival, and people are going to be excited to hear from him. And then the things keep pushing, and then so all those people blow up, they get established, and there's not really another crop that seems to be coming up for a bit. And so you just kind of have these same people now who all blew up, and now they're all in the zeitgeist. And yeah, and the bad ones like Smoke Perp fall out, and the good ones like Lil Uzi Vert stick around and remain performing at these festivals. So I think that was really just a unique time. But you have a good point, though, that it doesn't seem like there's been a lot of new voices coming into the mainstream hip-hop sphere.
Yeah.
It seems pretty established, and it seems like there's kind of the different cliques of artists that are established, that are just sort of set in what they do, and there's not really people coming up that are shaking up that order. Things are pretty set right now.
And why is that the case in rap? Because it's not really the case in other genres. Like you said, like that pool of artists who are not huge but are coming up just is used to be refilled constantly. Some would come up, some would drop out. It would be like you were scooping things up and you would get new artists and some would fall through, but you would take some up. And now it's just like that doesn't seem to be being refilled. Like we had mentioned that like in the last two years.
But is that always, was it always like that? Or was there just a 3-year-ish span when we were really getting into music where that was going on? And so because that was happening at the time that we were starting to really listen to music, we thought that that was the norm and that's just how things were. And I don't know, I wasn't plugged into hip hop in 2012 because I was 10. So I don't know what things were like before that time that well. And especially like who was small, blowing up and fizzling out and one hit wonders and various things like that. Who were just flashes in the pan and who, and I mean, you can kind of figure out who maintained. But I think, I wonder how much of what you're feeling about this is just based on the fact that when we were coming up, it was a very exciting time, and it seemed like a unique time. I feel like when people, when it was being discussed by, say, somebody like Anthony Fantano on YouTube, or like, there's this BuzzFeed article about Lil Pump that I like reading occasionally, just because it's so weird, interesting to think about what a day in the life of Lil Pump looked like at that time in about like 2018. And those sorts of people were acknowledging that like there's just all these people coming out of nowhere now from the internet, blowing up on the internet and then getting mainstream recognition. And so I think that was kind of just a unique moment in music by virtue of the internet. And we haven't really gotten back to that. There hasn't been another wave since that.
No, like TikTok kind of replaced that, right?
And TikTok does it in its own way.
Yeah.
TikTok's kind of, you're right. That's actually a really good point that TikTok's kind of doing that now.
And the people that blow up from TikTok, I mean, those songs are just one and done usually. Like the Corvette, like that guy's one and done, gone. Most of them are one and done and gone. And it's more of, the reason I thought of this is just because, like, the last few years, the new artists that I've enjoyed, the only one that's, like, truly novel in hip-hop is, like, Baby Keem. And he's not even that novel. Like, he was making music in 2018.
Yeah.
Like, he had a record out back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he had really blew up after Melodic Blue. That was, like, when I, like, really got into him. Obviously, I had heard Die For My Woman and thought it was cool, but I didn't, like, really get into it. But in that time span, there's been so many, like, pop acts or just
name a pop act.
Like Kid Laroi.
Okay, yeah.
Or who you want. Like, I'm actually looking at, in 2019, Kid Laroi's on the bottom line at Rolling Loud.
Wow.
And, like, I don't know if he was ever hip-hop. He was just, like, kind of Juice WRLD-y.
Yeah. But I don't think I don't think Kid Laroi's a rapper. I guess maybe at the very, very start with something like Addison Rae, a song like that is kind of rappy. But he's very much not a rapper.
No, but I can go through it like Giveon.
Okay, yeah. All I just want is evidence to support your argument. That's why I'm asking you to name people who have come up in recent time.
Yeah, dude, like since then, like Brent Faiyaz, Tate McRae, Bad Bunny has exploded since then.
That's a good point.
There's been like I've gotten really into Flume. Luis Capaldi has come out since then. We could say people like Trevor Daniel. There's been like other acts that I've really gotten into, like Madeon or A-Lock. We have people like if you just go on like a Calvin Harris record and click on all those, like Khalid is huge now. Steve Lacy has gotten much, much bigger. Harry Styles is enormous now. Back in 2018.
Harry Styles was always popular, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry Styles isn't a good piece of evidence. He had a head start.
No, these as but a like solo act. All these like as I go through all of these people, like Jimmy Stack is new. I love Jimmy Stack.
Okay.
Aunt Clemens, Dion.
Anyway.
All these people
you've provided evidence.
Well, this is obviously this is subjective, but I mean, and it's also just like a lot of it is just thematically, I think that rap is dumb now. When I was 16 and 17, I thought that like what Juice WRLD was rapping about and what 21 were rapping about was so cool. Now I don't want to hear about it. I don't care enough. Now I would way rather hear Paramore talk about how the pandemic affected them, or Q just make this absolutely 80s beat, or Giveon talk about meeting up with someone when you shouldn't. Like, things that are more relatable now are things I enjoy more. And I think that's part of the reason why I've slowly moved away from rap, is because the rap, like the themes and the topics within rap have not changed that much. Mm-hmm. Now there's people like Logic who check off all the boxes I just checked, but I don't listen to them because I don't like the sound. And that's then, and this is when it becomes subjective and my fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like, you have to take in like what I also enjoy in music, because I still listen to Future.
Yeah.
And Future hasn't changed a thing.
No.
Really. Really. I mean, there's some songs that like Love You Better, where if you like, it's the perspective is flipped than usual. But that's like, and obviously this is all completely subjective, largely. I mean, there is evidence to the point that maybe rap is not as big as it once was. And is that because there's just a less quantity, or is that because of a quality? Like, Migos are kind of gone now. I mean, rest in peace, Takeoff, he is. But like, they were already kind of like falling off.
Yeah.
And in their place, we had Olivia Rodrigo and Luis Capaldi. And people like that. And they didn't obviously take their place, but they are in mainstream now.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott, obviously legal stuff happened, and he had to take his foot off the gas.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, and I expect Travis Scott to be right back up at the top when he drops Utopia.
Yeah. There's nothing, I don't think there's anything to worry about when it comes to Travis Scott.
But, like, I guess
as a musician.
No, I think he's still got it. But there's people like, you and I talked about, like, Playboi Carti has gone so far one way that he's, I don't know if he can bring it back.
But he's also headlining Rolling Loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you just mentioned, which
but
is.
But I think that's proof. Like, I'm.
One, yeah, okay, two things. One, it's remarkable to me that Playboi Carti is so big right now that he's headlining Rolling Loud in Los Angeles. One,
he headlined over Lil Wayne, I just want to say.
He headlined over Lil Wayne, which is crazy that we've gotten to that point. Number one. Number two, Playboi Carti he's still like got his niche.
I think it's bigger than a niche because people like, I'm going to go listen to his newest record.
Yes, but I think because the Carti fan base is so rabid, man. That I think they,
as he knows.
Yeah, I think he demands attention because of the style of music he makes and also the way his fan base follows him. So I think there's that. But number two, the second thing I wanted to say is, like, one, yeah, it's crazy that he's even big enough at this point. It's, in my opinion, I think it's kind of very impressive that he's at that point. Number two, I think you could do better than Playboi Carti, though. I think up next, up against Future and Travis, Carti seems a little out of place.
Yeah, but it's because of his shows, dude.
But he's also one of the best. Is he even a great live performer? I don't know, but the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he was just screaming, but it was fun, and it made it better.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I noticed is that hip-hop albums don't pick up the traction that I expect them to. Like, I feel like Mr. Morale and Her Loss weren't as talked about as Harry's House or Sour. Like, I was shocked by how little traction both those records got, considering one is Drake and 21 Savage. But then, of course, like, you have people you have such a huge demographic who just hate Drake and write Drake off, that it didn't surprise me. But at the same time, it somewhat did. And then Kendrick Lamar waited 5 years, and Humble was the record of like 6 months. You couldn't get away from it.
Yeah.
And it just didn't, it was just drowned out by Harry's House and Un Verano Sin Ti and like Lizzo's record. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just and Beyonce, well, Renaissance came after, but.
But yeah. But Beyonce definitely drowned it out a bit.
Is the music landscape shifting? Or I think it is. I mean, the music landscape is constantly shifting.
Yeah.
What rappers are going to still come with it and be huge and still pick? Like, Travis Scott will obviously have a record that has huge traction,
mm-hmm,
because of his sound and because of how unique it is. I thought Mr. Morale was going to, but it kind of didn't.
Yeah, I agree on the Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers point. I am kind of surprised that it didn't hit as big as it was probably anticipated to. But also with that album, though, it's not like it wasn't like Big Damn was made for a popular audience. And you definitely do lose momentum waiting 5 years to drop an album that people would stop caring, except for like the core fans. And he's so big that the core fans are still a huge number, so you're still gonna like... You're still going to be able to do well off the album and stuff. But, yeah, and same thing with Her Loss. Like, besides Rich Flex, which was mostly just, which kind of just became a meme, or not just became a meme, it's a pretty good song, but Rich Flex, I think a lot of its popularity is the fact that it became a meme on Her Loss with Drake and 21, and yeah, that wasn't like an inescapable chart-dominating moment. That album kind of came, and if you're into them, it stuck around, but not really beyond, again, like the core fans, almost.
Yeah, so. and that's just something that, obviously, that I've noticed, like, how long were people talking? Like, Harry's House, you and I were talking about that, just like you and I were talking about that for weeks. Because we would go back and we'd hear something new every time, but
I was not talking about Harry's House for weeks.
Well, you and I did. We talked about it, and then we stopped, and then we came back. You're like, oh, I like Sushi Restaurant. I don't like this. Like, and then we kind of dissected it. And it was long. Like, we wouldn't have done that with Her Loss.
Well, we also... We also came back to it because we hadn't seen each other in months because it was the summer.
No, just like overtext. Overtext, we talked about it more than I thought we would.
Are you sure? I don't really remember.
We're digressing here. But the point is that, or my question to you is, why are hip-hop albums not picking up the traction that they once were? Now, there's obvious answers.
I kind of have a hard time with questions like that, because I feel like so much of it is relative, or not relative, subjective. I feel like so much of it is just your own experience, because, like, I don't know how inescapable, like, I don't listen to the radio anymore, except for CITR. But I'm not listening to 94.5 in Vancouver when I drive around anymore. I'm listening to my Spotify. And
but you do know what has traction and what's flowing. Like,
yeah.
You do. Like, we did know that Rich Flex was a hit.
Yeah. And when Astroworld, for example, came out, like, that Travis Scott was inescapable for a bit. The guy was on, like, had a feature everywhere, and obviously Sicko Mode was massive. So, yeah, I guess I see what you're saying, but I also just feel like it's music consumption in 2023 is so individualized now that there's not, like, the radio's not the place where people discover new music or listen to most of their music.
Wait,
it's on their Spotify.
The radio? What is the radio taking? What place is the radio taking this conversation?
The radio takes
like
the place
using
of
the radio
being
as what is popular and what
is being the curator.
The
radio is the curator, or was the curator, and now individuals are curating for themselves with their playlists, or they have the Spotify algorithm make playlists for them that's based off what they are already listening to. So it's hard for me to really get into, like, why it doesn't feel like something has sticking power, or why it doesn't feel like albums are as big as they were, or why certain artists' albums aren't like hanging around in the cultural zeitgeist as much as previous releases were, because music consumption is just so individual.
Yeah, I agree.
That
to counter that point,
it's up to people can just listen to whatever they want. They're not being there's nothing telling you to listen to X thing, or like just playing X thing for you to hear it. You just curate it yourself. And so, what am I saying? Where do I go from here?
I understand. I'll help you here. So I understand that you're saying that, like, how can one thing have traction when listening has become so individualized? There's no one place to go to see what has traction. You have to kind of really, like, kind of look for it almost now. But, like, it's obvious that, like, SZA's record in Kill Bill had way more traction and was around and listened to and talked about way more than anything on Miss Morale, anything on Her Loss, anything on Honestly Nevermind. And I would say Miley's single, Flowers, has done the same, kind of overshadowed all three of those records.
Yeah.
And, like, you are aware that those have traction.
That's
true. You are aware from what people post on, like, their Instagram stories. When you go on TikTok, how quickly the sound comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, you can just look at the today's top hits or something like that, which I'm looking here in the top 20, there is only one rap song, and it's Creepin', and it's only there because The Weeknd is there.
Yeah.
Other than that, was Miley Cyrus, The Weeknd, Karol G, SZA, Pink Panthers, Ray. Oh, Coyle Ray's on here, but it's the sample is why people like that song. There's Calm Down, As It Was, Cuff It, Antihero, Golden Hour, Shakira, Unholy, Love Again. And then down here at 19, there's Just Wanna Rock, which is not even a rap song.
No.
It's barely a song, but it's fun. And I just like, is rap having less traction because as we've grown up, you and I have kind of like why our parents don't like rap, because it doesn't sound like this, that, like their old heads. But also, like, there's absolutely no relation for them. And why people love Drake so much is because he's a 35-year-old man talking about 21-year-old things, right? So you and I turn a Drake record on, and you immediately can translate something he says into your life. And you can't do that with rap. And I think that that has, but, and the reason, and you can't, and I think that has had an impact. But prior to that, when we were younger, you wanted to, you like, you could think about doing it. Like 21 came out with his first record. Well, it wasn't X, it was No Heart. And you were like, ooh, this is just so, you liked it. But now as I've grown older and I kind of search for more in music, hip-hop has kind of fallen by the wayside. Or obviously, like, certain hip-hop acts. Kendrick Lamar has gained prominence in my life. And people like that who use hip-hop and talk about things that I don't understand, and they make it, or they just, like, there's a certain way to articulate your thematics and your ideas. And I think that that has kind of weakened in hip-hop. I think that, like the next Post Malone record, it's going to be like a country sounding record. He's reached his pop apex, and you won't do that again. And you expect that of Post Malone, right?
I don't expect a country album.
No, but it's going to be totally different. Like, the dudes he's with know that you can't do a third pop record or even a fourth pop record in a row, right? You can't. But Lil, or like Lord of the Weeknd. The Weeknd constantly is changing his sound up.
Yeah.
But Lil Baby is dangerously close to falling off because he consistently just has the same sound.
Yeah.
People like 21 have even changed their sound.
Yeah.
It's no longer this dark brooding. He has his kind of, he switched up his ad libs. He's more open now. Mm-hmm. We have Yeet, who is clearly like, you can see progression, which is kind of a random thing to say, but it just came to mind. Or Beyonce, who I don't know how much was her idea because there's so much people working. Obviously, it's her idea from the start, but
there's a lot of collaborators with Beyonce.
Well, she's probably like, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And then she can just get everyone she wants so that you have a song like Cuffin.
Yeah.
Cuff It. So I just think that's one of the reasons. And now, obviously, like, I still love listening to hip-hop because hip-hop gives me the most volume of music. But I just wonder, I mean, this is obviously all still a thought experiment. And it all came to mind when my friends were comparing, like, the outside land, like festivals that weren't strictly hip-hop to the hip-hop festivals, and were like, I don't know if I wanted, like, I'm not enjoying this anymore, because the people that I want, there's just not as many people I want to see. Now, that is a consequence of the remaining hip-hop people all being so big that you can't have that many at a festival, right?
Yeah.
You can no longer have Post Malone, 21 Savage, Lil Wayne, Cardi B, Uzi, and one place. You can't. They're just, some of them are just not going to agree to not headline.
You also don't have the budget, necessarily.
No. Yeah, that's true.
That's the other thing, is that they're also popular. Now they're going to demand a lot of money. May I put a pin in this conversation?
Yeah.
Because we have to play ads.
All right, let's play a song.
Because this is a radio station.
What should we play?
Dude, we've got 20 minutes, bro. I got to play a few things. He's going to take a bit.
We're going to play...
You play a song, though. Play a song. The people need a song.
We'll play Escapism.
We need reprieve from our voices. You want to play Escapism?
That's a good song, man.
It is a good song. I really like Escapism a lot. I'm just surprised you pulled that out of the hat after all this rap conversation.
Oh, well, like we were talking... All right, yeah, you know what? I should probably play a rap song. I'll play... No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Dude, like, what I really want to play is Superhero, but... I think we should.
You can play Escapism. I'm down for that, though. Because Ray is an example of a pop act who's blown up lately.
Yeah.
Right? And that's also relevant to the conversation.
I mean, but you do see, like, the Kanye influence is there. It is there.
Yeah, well, Kanye's influence transcends just hip-hop. That man does a lot. Has done a lot for a lot of people.
All right.
R.I.P. Kanye West.
This is Escapism.
He didn't die, but his reputation did.
Yeah. He's dead to most people, I feel like. But this is Escapism by Ray featuring 07 O'Shea.
My 21st Century Blues, I believe, is what the album's called.
Escapism / The Thrill Is Gone. Oh, no.
That's
well,
the
this
single.
Is, yes, this is the single.
As long as it's clean, that's all that matters. The album's called My 21st Century.
My 21st Century Blues. Wow. Yeah.
Look at me, real
clean.
Fan.
Oh, it's not.
Just play the clean version, please.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here we go.
Stick to sipping, and I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own. This pain away. You're asking me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel. Talk this, how I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. Not 24 hours since my ex did that. I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty. Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately, and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed. Get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a know what I mean? So you might as well stick it. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Flash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Doctor, anything please. Doctor, have mercy on me and take this pain away. You're asking me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night. Yeah, peace with the things you can't change. I'll be naked when I leave, and I was naked when I came. Out of reach, out of touch, too numb, I don't feel no way. So stuck, so what? Street smart, but it go both ways. So, you're one, bitch, you never escape. Sunset in the lake. Give me my symptoms, doctor.
Material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends, and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like
it. And we back and we back and we back to conclude our wondrous conversation.
Our deep dive
into the mind, really our deep dive into the minds of other people who aren't us and don't see the world in the way we do.
Well, just our, sure. just our discussion on what we think the current...
On what rules the world.
Yeah. Anyways, pretty much what, like, the conclusion that I think we need to draw is that hip-hop is not as dominant anymore because maybe it has less appeal than it once did, or...
I don't think it's... I agree with you.
Maybe less mass appeal because it will all. There's obviously like a huge demographic.
Yeah. What I'm saying, you're right that it isn't as big as it was because there was definitely a time, 2018, 2019 maybe, where you could make a very good argument for hip hop being pop music, being the most popular genre, and as you were going through the Spotify charts, talking about the artists that are, you know, currently composing it, it's not that anymore. It's I mean, at least in the current state of things, thanks to Morgan Wallen, it's a pretty nice blend of some pop, some country. There's still a little bit of hip hop holding on, R&B.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, what you're saying is, and I think I just want to add this on before you go on. I think that hip hop always, like, let's say every genre is in a corral next to each other. There was a time where hip hop was able to open their corral and get into pop.
Yeah.
And that's been closed off now, I think. And there is obviously still an enormous group of people who love hip hop, but I just don't think hip hop is that wide reaching into the masses and into pop and into country. And I think that's because pop acts are so good now. There's The Weeknd. He eats everything up. There's Bad Bunny. He eats it up. Morgan Wallen now is so good that he's opened the country corral, and now they're getting into the pop one, right? And we say pop because pop is, like, it's what's on the charts, right? Like, when Bruno Mars drops, you know Bruno Mars is going to be number one, regardless of who else drops.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so good, and he's so big. I mean, except for maybe if The Weeknd dropped at the same time, but...
That would be a wild day if Bruno Mars and The Weeknd dropped.
But like
the same day.
Remember when it used to be 50 Cent versus Kanye West?
No, I don't, because I was five.
But you know that was
I know
a thing.
That was a thing.
So like it, and we did have Drake versus Kanye, but like even that was not as like.
That was like firmly within the hip hop subculture.
But both of those dudes will forever have their hand in pop.
Yes, obviously,
because one is debatably better at making pop than rap, and the other guy has so greatly influenced music that he is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I cut you off, and I'm sorry. I thought that would better add mm-hmm. evidence to your point.
Something that I think about one of the things that I find very interesting about the Metro Boomin album Heroes and Villains, which we've talked about at length on this show now, and so apologies for bringing it up again.
Great record.
But something that I find interesting about it is the fact that it's the feature list on that album, the people that Metro brought in to work with, it wasn't a very wide range of people. You had, like, 21 Savage came up a bunch, Travis Scott came up a bunch, Future was there a bunch, Young Thug was there a bunch, Don Toliver was there in spots, and those were, like, the recurring characters on the album. And...
Yeah, oh my god.
I think... And
21.
I mentioned 21.
Okay.
I think, at least, I better have. If I didn't, that's an oversight. Okay, 21 Savage, of course. So you have these recurring characters on that album, and I think that they... That album sort of makes a statement on, like, who's hot, or not hot, who's big in at least trap right now. Who are the main characters in the genre? And it's these people. We're not branching out super broadly.
Yeah, who does he trust, I think? I think it's also, who does Metro trust?
Or else he's going to shoot you.
Like, who does he really trust on his beat? Like, John Legend's in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But John Legend's not rap.
No.
John Legend's, like, his own... John Legend's greatness is its own thing. He's well-established. But what I'm trying to get at is that album has, like, a narrow cast of characters, and then it's not, like, super broad. And... I feel like there was, well, I guess I don't even remember, was Not All Heroes Wear Capes, was this 2018 project, did that have a super broad feature list as well?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at that right now.
Did it have a broad feature list?
It did. I'll list,
like, does it have a bunch of recurring characters, though?
Okay, well, like, I'll just tell you people who are on that aren't on the last one. Mm-hmm. Gucci Mane,
yeah.
Sway Lee, WizKid, J Balvin, Offset, is that Kodak? Yeah, Kodak, Drake, and that might be Slim Jim, but it gets cut off by Spotify. Mm-hmm.
Granted, some of those people are still relevant, like Drake.
Most of them are. Offset.
But then, yeah, Offset's kind of petering.
Well, he has the Offset Cardi B meal.
That's true. In music, I feel like he's kind of...
No, yeah. Well, now he's...
And then no one thinks about Ray Shremmerd anymore. Gucci Mane's not new, though.
And Gucci Mane was never huge. Gucci Mane kind of got to where he was, and he's just going to stay there forever. Because he's like, it's legendary status.
Yeah.
Damn, we should play some. Maybe we'll close the show to "Wake Up in the Sky," bro. That's just such a hilarious song.
Okay, what I'm, man, I feel like I'm struggling to say what I want to say. I just feel like the community isn't as broad anymore. I just feel like it's tighter.
Now, why is that?
I feel like it's a tighter knit group of people. Because why is that? Because
that is the truth.
Well, I think with an example like the recurring characters on Heroes and Villains, it's a thing of like these are the best people in Trap right now, and there's no question that those that future Thugger 21
Travis
are like the best people in Trap music at the moment. And it's just, and so, and those people have collaborated together so much that it's just, like, it's natural for them to all be on this album, and you don't have anyone new to bring in, and you know that you know that certain people have fallen off, like Ray Schremmerd with Swae Lee and Slim Jim, so you're not gonna bring those guys in, because what's the point? So, I think this just kind of gets back to something we mentioned at the start. Just a whole bunch of people came up. Some of them stuck around. Some of them fell off. And there has not been a lot of people coming up to replace the people that have fallen off. So you then have like a tighter knit thing because there's just fewer people. But the ones who remain are the ones who are the best.
Yeah, and the reason that maybe the newer people aren't coming up as rapidly and sticking around as long is because the music is shifted. It is shifting right now. Like you
need to find the next thing to blow up off. Because trap music was the thing to blow up off, and now it's pretty well established who's good at it and who doesn't have staying power.
And there's a bar now. There's a obvious clear bar. And if you don't hit it, then people don't listen.
Yeah.
But pop, you don't have to. There is no bar for pop. It's all over the place, right?
Well, I'm also specifically talking about like a hip-hop subgenre.
No, I know, but I think this is why... Well, your point was like that's what blew a lot of these people up. Mm-hmm. There's also SoundCloud rap. People blew off. Now, I don't think you can blow up. Like, Baby Keem blows up off this. He's the unique voice, unique way of rapping.
And being Kendrick Lamar's cousin.
Yes, and Jack, we didn't mention Jack Harlow, but he's up and gone already, right?
Yeah, he's still around, but he had his moment in the sun.
And how much of it was because of music?
Not a lot. He's a better personality than he is musician.
Says the man who picked Come Home, the Kids Miss You over Certified Lover Boy. Go to take.
First class up in the sky, baby. Anyway, yeah, it's smaller now, and yeah, there is a bar, and so, like the most recent person in hip hop to blow up and get a lot of traction is probably Yeet, who has been absent from this entire conversation for the most part.
And Yeet, shock value. Though.
Yeah, Yeet's a lot of shock value, but Yeet also has his own lane. He's has his own sound that he's coming up with, and with Playboi Carti's Opium label, for example, you have people with like Destroy Lonely and Ken Carson who are existing in that lane who are coming up as well. So like that's where the new voices in the genre are coming from. It's gone from trap being where the new voices are coming from to now it's rage music or whatever the heck you call that.
And you can obviously see why they wouldn't get as big as people who came up off track because far less people enjoy that.
Yeah. And the reason, yeah, and they're not, and it's unlikely that they get super popular because it's a whole lot harder to listen to an entire Yeet album than it is to listen to an entire Lil Uzi Vert album and enjoy yourself while you're doing
it. And Yeet's like one of the better, Yeet is the best at that sound too. Like I don't know what Ken Carson and a Destroy Lonely album would sound like.
Yeah. But that's where
I didn't see them at Rolling Loud.
Hey.
And it was the same, it was just, they were just like screaming and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But that's like where the new voices are coming from.
And that's a good point. And I think that...
And that's where we have to wrap it because it's noon. So that's the end of the show. Probably not going to leave you guys with any music. Only one song today, but a whole lot of talking.
Yeah.
And hopefully some good points.
Some food for thought.
I think we wrapped it up pretty well there towards the end. But this has been Music on the Menu. Thank you guys for listening.
Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your weekend. Well, Thursday. Enjoy your Friday. And then the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back next week to probably have some music to talk about next week.
Because
Miley Cyrus is dropping tonight. So that'll be a pretty big deal. Anyway, see you guys.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.